Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, Katie McFarland, Fox News National Security Analyst. And we're going to talk about issues that should be raised at the debate tonight. By the way, you can play debate bingo thanks to WMAL. Just go to WMAL.com/bingo and you can download your own bingo cards. And we got put a lot of phrases in there that we think you're going to hear tonight while you're watching the debate. Katie, you can do that too, by the way. You should download the bingo cards and get right in there.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be joining the Fox News Facebook page.
Ah.
And it is like a group chat room with about 10 of the Fox News anchors and analysts. And if you want to join, come with us. You watch the debate on your computer, and then you send in your posts, your commentary, and we all have a
that'll be very cool
major group conversation.
How fun. That'll be yeah. Great. Well, listen, I want to get into the debate stuff in a moment, but I'd first like to focus on the battle for Mosul that is going on. You know, thousands of American troops are involved in this, either in an advisory capacity or special forces or air fire. Have we heard anything from the White House or from the president? I know he made a little bit of a comment yesterday, but why is he downplaying America's involvement in this, considering these are our armed forces on the line?
Well, because we're not going to win this.
Ugh.
Look, whoever wins, it's not going to be the United States. It's going to be the Iranians. Maybe it'll be the Kurds. Will they eventually take Mosul? Yeah, I'm sure they will. But by most estimates, including the U.S. military estimates, there are only about 5,000 fighters left in Mosul, ISIS fighters. So if we've got tens of thousands of people against them, eventually they'll win. But it's not the United States. We may have 5,000 there. They're not all necessarily right at the Battle of Mosul. But the real fighting and the real victors, when the dust finally settles, there'll be a lot of dust and no buildings left and a lot of refugees. Who's going to control Mosul? It's going to be the Iranian-backed Shias militias. It's going to be maybe part of the Iraqi military, which is dominated and controlled by Iran. So the big winner, I mean, take a step back and don't think about the little battle here or the little fight for that. The big winner in the Middle East in that entire Iraq, Iran, Syria region is going to be Iran. They are now the dominant military power in the region. They're the dominant political power, dominant economic power. We've just given them plenty of cash and sanctions relief. They are going to control that whole region.
I want to talk about the debate now tonight because there are two areas that are in your backyard that might be coming up, according to Chris Wallace, who released a list of the general areas they're going to discuss. One is immigration. The other is foreign hotspots. We've talked in the last moment here about Mosul, but what are the other areas do you think will likely come up when we talk about foreign hotspots? I guess you have to talk about Iran as well.
Well, you'd have to talk about Iran. What did we get for the Iran deal? We gave them everything they wanted. What did we get in return? Well, they're firing on our ships, they're threatening war with us, and they're on a legal glide path to a nuclear weapon. Another hot spot would be North Korea. What do you do about North Korea? Where is the leverage? Because the next president will most likely have to deal with a North Korea with nuclear weapons capable of reaching the United States. The next hot spot would be China, the South China Sea. The South China Sea is one of the world's major trade routes. A lot of our trade goes through there. Almost all of Europe to Asia trade goes through there. And yet the Chinese are trying to claim it as an internal Chinese lake, and they will be the gatekeepers to who gets to enter that region. The Europe is falling apart. That's a hot spot. It's the European Union is collapsing, in part because of economic pressures, but in large part because of the Muslim migration. And for sure, the hot spot of Russia. Hillary Clinton had a reset with Russia, and today that reset has resulted, and it's gotten a whole lot worse. You know, Russia's preparing for war. We've talked openly about cyber war with Russia. So there are so many hot spots in the world today, and for Hillary Clinton to want to be the third term of Barack Obama, I think is you're going to get more of the same. So, and Chris Wallace is a tough questioner, and he's not biased. So I think he will hold both of them to account. And it may be the only debate we will see where both sides are going to have equal pressure put on them.
Hmm. I've been surprised that the issue of immigration has not been raised much. I've been surprised that the Republican candidate hasn't raised it independently. From a national security perspective, how should Donald Trump bring that? He always brings it up economically about jobs and such. But what about from a national security perspective? What should he say about immigration?
Well, I would suggest that he just say, look at Europe. Europe has had open borders, multiculturalism, and they've gutted their intelligence, defense, and law enforcement sectors. And as the result, Europe is now not only economically pressed, as Hina understands, but it's also security issues. There's a terrorist attack somewhere in Europe every day. And the Europeans are now at each other's throats. Should they build a border? We don't want to be part of the European Union. We don't want to be part of this experiment of open borders. So we know how not to do it. It's a living, perfect example. Europe will never be the same. And yet, if you look at Hillary Clinton's position, I think what Donald Trump should say, look at what happened to Europe. She wants to do that to us. Open borders, no assimilation of the people, and as a result, not only an economic crisis, but a real security issue.
All right, and so I'm taken by your comments about Chris Wallace and how you think he will handle it. Your impression is that you think he will handle it in a much more even-handed way than we've seen in the past?
Correct. Yeah, I do think. I mean, if you look at his negotiating style or his questioning style, he's very friendly, and he'll ask kind of what seems like a simple question at first, and then he'll dig a sec. He'll have a comeback question, which digs further and doesn't let the person off the hook. Mm-hmm. And I think he'll go a third time. I think of all of the political analysts out there, of all of the anchors, of all the people who interview politicians or businessmen, I think Chris Wallace is about the best. So I've got my popcorn ready. I'm going to be
and get your bingo card, and you'll be good.
Bingo card. I'm ready. I'm ready for a good. And it will be the last chance either of these two have to speak directly to the American people before the election.
It'll be interesting to watch. Okay, KT, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's 7:44.
Schedule your annual heating system check now.